This doesn't look like we're going to get a last minute rush, so
I'll still bring all the birds out and give you a good close look at them all, but I won't bore you with too much talking today. I'll just tell you a little bit about the birds, and if there's anything you want to know, I can try and answer any questions or anything you have too. But you'll still get a good look at everything. I'll get you to help me out with a couple of the birds as well. I've got anyone feeling brave this afternoon. But what we would normally do to start is get everybody to stand, play a little bit of the national anthem, but we're not going to bother with that today. I'll just bring our first bird out. I'll stand up for him and hope that keeps him happy. He's going to come over from this direction in just a sec. There we go. So that's how we start up every day. My name's Steve, by the way. This is Bossy. We'd both like to welcome you to Kings of the Wind, Romania's only free-flight bird show. As I'm sure you know, Bossy's a galah. Usually called a rose-breasted cockatoo in other parts of the world. Have to be one of the most common parrots in Australia and one of the best known all over the world. Thousands of them in huge flocks in the wild, really popular pets. And that's how Bossy started life. He drove all over the country with his owners, even had his own little perch in the dashboard of the car. So he went nearly everywhere. His owners were then going overseas. Of course, they couldn't take Bossy with them, and so he came to live with us. True to his name, unfortunately just a bit bossy to keep with any other birds. Likes to pick on all the others. As you can see though, very friendly with people. Loves to be up close to everyone. Likes lots of attention and posing for photos. So we decided to make him the boss of the show and let him start by coming up and welcoming everyone every day. Making sure he doesn't leave any seeds behind for anybody else today. Did you get them all? Nearly done, Bossy. No. Now he's happy. Didn't put that many up there today. Taking your time, yeah? Very smart.
How old is he?
He's about 30 years old now. So his owner's had him for about 20 years. He's been with us for another 10. They can live till about 50 or 60, so he's still fairly young.
Okay.
Yeah? He does like all the attention. How about a scratch? Did you want a scratch? Well, he's done really well opening up for us today, guys. I don't know if you can hear, though. Someone else is getting a bit too impatient up there, banging away on the door. He really wants to come out. So we won't make him wait too much longer. We'll let Bossy go on home. Just get you to wave goodbye, though, Bossy. A big wave goodbye. One big wave. There we go. A big wave for you all. So, as you've just seen there, these guys are pretty smart. Birds are just as intelligent as dogs or any other animal out there. There are two families thought to be the most intelligent. One's called the corvids, but it's things like magpies, ravens and crows. They've worked out how to use things as tools to catch food. They can be taught how to talk. We have trained both the magpie and the raven to pick up all the rubbish off the ground and put them to the rubbish bin every day. So they really can learn to do anything. Not those two that are coming out this afternoon, but a member of the other really intelligent family. As you've just seen with Bossy, that's the parrots. He really wants to come out, but I need a little bit of help with this one. Anybody have a dollar coin with them today? Any coins in the way, guys? Or $2 will work twice as hard for? I think we'll take just about anything today. We won't be fussy. In fact, forget about standing today. Just hold them in your fingertips, arm straight out to the side like that.
Okay.
I'm sure he can pick out the right person. Our little coin collector's going to come and grab them for us. Are we ready, Toki? You must be ready. You're pretty noisy. Let's go.
Yeah,
this is Toki, our little Corella. Sometimes called a bear-eyed Corella. We've got him well trained. He's having a bit of a look. Here he comes. Oh, he spotted someone else standing up. He doesn't have a coin though, does he?
No, I do.
Now you do. You're just a bit early. There we go. He'll grab that for me, bring it right back here, and put it straight to my pocket. Thank you very much. And well done, but there's another one. There we go. He's got that one too. That's coming back to me. That's in the pocket too. Thank you. Well done. Should buy you a bit of a seed for the week now, shouldn't it? Yeah?
Can we try it again?
We can try it again. Instead of, it doesn't buy him a lot of seed. He works very hard.
Yeah.
You've got another coin, have you?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have a big coin.
Yeah? There. We'll let you get ready with the camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah, sure.
Here he comes. Good job.
Under.
Yep.
Oh, missed my pocket that time, Cocky. It's too big. That was my fault. He said that is a pretty heavy one. He's after a pay rise now. Wants to know if you have a $10 note we can try. No?
No, that's not it.
Worth a try, wasn't it? He gets plenty of seed from me anyway. He doesn't really need money to buy his own. So we'll make him work a bit harder. He'll take those coins back to you again. So, we'll do the 50-cent coin back first. So if you just stand with your palm out flat this time, or sit with your palm out flat, we'll take it right back to you. You ready again?
Sure.
Here he comes. Well done. And now the $1 coins. Okay. Same thing again. We'll take them back as well.
Good done.
Yeah?
Like this?
Yep, just like that. You ready?
Sure.
Here he comes. Good job. And now the other one.
Okay.
On his way. Well done, Chalky. Good job. They're very smart, I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah.
Maybe not when he takes the money back again. So wouldn't you love a pet that collects money for you?
Yeah.
Again, he did start life as a pet. Any cockatoo can be a really good companion, but you do need lots of time to spend with them. Just being so smart means they always need something to do. And he only had a small cage, his owners were away from home all day, so he really had nothing to do. If he was let out, he'd wreck everything in the house. If he was put away, he'd just screech as loud as he could all day and all night. And his owners couldn't put up with that, nor could the neighbours, so he came to live with us. But just by training him to do this, he has something to do. He's outside every day, he's always around new people, so he's a lot happier now. And not quite as noisy, except for when he wants more seeds.
Oh, it's quite talkative.
Yeah, he's very chatty because he wants more of this.
Okay.
Doesn't keep you quiet for long, though. One more. Yes, they're very good pets, but demanding to keep, because they do need lots of attention, they can be noisy, they bite really hard if you upset them, and live for a very long time. 60 or 70 years is pretty normal for a Corella, but over 100 years for bigger cockatoos. So some that you'll see further down in the park have actually outlived their owners, and they've been left to us in the will. So they are a lot of work. But really well done today for you, Toki. We might let you go on home as well. You've done a good job. Yeah. I think you're keen for the rest of your food. We'll send him on home. See you later. Not going anywhere without food.
Det är så lite bakgrund. Jag tror att man blir...